I've lived with five women, and every one of them was born on the same day. I can look at a woman and go, September 5th. He's currently with Mavis. When he first met her, he asked her if she was, quote, born on or around September 5th. When she told him it was indeed 9/5, all he could do was laugh. All right. I'm trying to stay away from the crap here. Are these movies so bad they're great? I'll set that aside. Stephen King wants to know why the new Salem's Lot hasn't been released. I read the book long time ago and loved it. It was almost like The Exorcist, in that it was a book that when you weren't reading it, you put it in a drawer so the devil couldn't come out and get you. Then the movie came out and the movie stunk. Yeah. And a lot of his movies do stink, or books do not translate well.
He just needs to take a weekend off from writing one day. You know that news that Jay brought us yesterday about the Beatles movies,
the four movies?
That got a lot of play yesterday.
It did.
They started throwing out names of possible actors.
Look what my next story is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've seen so many different ideas as to how
2027 it comes out.
By the way, Sam Mendes is the guy that did Skyfall and 1917, which we really loved.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. No. I mean, he's an accomplished director. Somebody had a thought that when you're watching the film and they play and they use music just in the background of music of whatever, that if they use the Beatles songs, they should only play the parts of that person.
Oh, I see what you say.
In other words, just play the bass line.
Yeah, that could be done too.
Paul's or whatever he's worked on. Of course, Paul does everything, so it could be piano, could be bass, could be any part of the song.
I like the premise, though. The premise is that it's the through the eyes of that person.
Yes.
The story, and then to see it one way, and then see it, see it the other way. You know, the story being told.
For what it's worth, Ringo is supporting the project. He says, have you heard the news? Oh boy, we all support the Sam Mendes movie project. Yes, indeed. Peace and love.
Well, I'm waiting for Paul to write some words and Joe to play some licks. And I'm waiting for Joe to play some chords while Paul writes me a hit, playing me drums. While the real talent writes me a hit song, playing me drums, peace and love. Paul, you're almost done in the other room then.
Well, I hope we don't lose another one before they come out. You know, we've got two Beatles left. And
remember the Travis Kelce incident from the Super Bowl when we all asked,
what are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
The audio from that confrontation on the sidelines, the Kansas City Chiefs are blocking it.
Oh.
From being released. Probably to spare him the embarrassment.
Wow.
It is 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's talk Brian Drury in Prattville. I just returned from New Orleans. My daughter has quite a few items from Brian Drury. In fact, they have a wish list there. So if you're not sure what to get somebody, point them in that direction and have them browse the inventory. Because they have a huge and very competitively priced selection, but they're local. This is the most important part. So I'm bringing back a ring we got, I don't know how many years ago, and it just needs reconditioning, and I'm having a new opal installed on the top, and that's going to make my baby girl happy, and I love making her happy. You can have a custom-made piece. There's just so many possible combinations and ideas, but maybe you're one of those people that thinks, Julie, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what the person I'm shopping for really likes. Let them help you with that. They're so good at it. Whatever you buy, you have the option of putting it on layaway or financing it through a Synchrony Luxury account at 0% for qualified customers and a membership option at their website, brianjewelry.com. If you sign up, the first item you buy that has a price tag of $200 or higher, they'll take $100 off right there at the register. Great way to enjoy some quick savings. That's Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, and brianjewelry.com. We are at 7:05.
Traffic continuously building this morning. We're right on target for a typical Wednesday around the area. Light to mostly moderate traffic now, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Good bit of traffic coming out of Wetumpka on 231. And Troy Highway and the Boulevard, a little bit busy this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems anywhere out there so far. Thompson Tractor's here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your Cat Card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked, crazy specials exclusively for Cat Card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80 off I-85. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Random facts coming up next hour.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Get to the luxury event 4 years in the making, the Leap Year Lexus Savings Event. This month only, buy a new Lexus and leap past your payments till May. Drive true luxury in the 2024 Lexus RX, now $499 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
With approved credit, number RC02C205, 36 months, 10,000 miles, with $3,499 due at signing, plus tax, tag, title, and dot fee.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, you have a big event coming up.
February is the biggest month we've had in years because this is our 30th anniversary, and it will be February the 24th from 9 until 6.
Anything special going to happen that day?
There will be surprises, giveaways. You can use gift certificates on that beautiful mahogany furniture that we've got, and we've got gorgeous mahogany. Some of it is signed pieces, as a matter of fact. We've got the Tiffany-style lamps. We've got chests and beds and tables and chairs, and it's just so much. I can't really get across to you how much we've got.
All right, the date and hours for your big anniversary sale?
February 24th, 9 until 6.
And give us those regular hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Honey, put down your phone. We need to talk.
Oh? What is it, dear?
You're addicted to social media.
What? I'm not following you.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7, it's time for
News. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Hi.
Despite a Supreme Court ruling against his student loan debt forgiveness scheme, President Biden is unilaterally canceling another $1.2 billion in federal student debt. An ex-FBI informant accused of fabricating a Biden bribery scheme has been released with GPS monitoring pending trial. The White House vowing to punish Russia with additional sanctions for the death of imprisoned Putin foe Alexei Navalny. Divers have recovered the body of a missing girl, 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham, from a river north of Houston. A 42-year-old man will be facing charges in connection with the girl's disappearance and death. Presidential brother James Biden to appear today before the House Oversight Committee. It's part of the Republican-led presidential impeachment inquiry. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 52 points. NASDAQ futures off 74. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, you see a huge group of people and maybe they're in line to do something and they seem happy about it. You have to wonder, okay, what am I missing? What's going on here? What are these people excited about? Well, in this case, it's thousands of people. And they're joining MediShare. Why? Well, MediShare is a much more affordable alternative to health insurance. It's reliable, too. It's a well-run community of Christians. They've been sharing each other's medical expenses for more than 30 years, so it's proven. And if you switch, you'll likely save hundreds of dollars a month. Most members wind up paying about half what they used to. And you know what? They find they like it better. MediShare's member satisfaction rate is 98%. That's way better than health insurance, as you might imagine. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. You get telehealth 24/7. Huge freedom in choosing your doctors. At least check into it. This may be one of those things where you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why not start saving now? Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up.
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day.
We ain't one at a time in here. They broadcast me out on the radio. We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it.
713 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Maybe if we persuade Jay, he'll do his camel impersonation for us.
No, I'm good.
That's not team spirit. You did that voice very well.
I did a long time. I just say it's not in me. Sorry.
I bet if Jacqueline was here and she asked you to do it, you would do it.
Probably not.
Oh. Okay, then, never mind. Sorry, didn't mean to impose. But you really did it really well. But that's when you were young.
You're talking about the hump day.
That was pre-heart attack. It takes a lot out of me.
Oh, I forgot that was.
Is that?
I don't want to be responsible.
Is that the hump day camel? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, from the I think it was Geico, right?
Yeah, it was a Geico.
Yeah. See this car sitting here?
Yeah.
Rich?
Yes.
See that?
It's a beautiful car. We've talked about it, this one before. That is a sporty car.
It's
that
calling my name.
That would be so much fun. Can you imagine driving New Orleans in that, huh?
I can, but the thing is, I don't know how you drive a car like that in New Orleans because the streets are so messed up.
Yeah.
And my daughter traded in her Mercedes for a Bronco because it's like climbing a mountain on the side streets. But it's a 2007 Cadillac XLR, and it's part of the group. In fact, right beneath that, at jackingramselect.com, you'll see a 99 Chevy Corvette base, a car with 64,000 miles over 25 years. That is like a little over 2,000 miles a year.
Is that
a
classic color?
Wow. Yeah, the red. Yeah. Only $19,893. Now, these cars and a great selection of sedans and SUVs and more are available at Jack Ingram Select. And what these cars all have in common is a commitment to their authenticity as reliable vehicles, and they go to extraordinary steps to do it. First, Carfax Vehicle History Report. Any incidents? Bye-bye. We're not going to think about it. Each car has a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select Program. Ford, Chevys, as you see there. Jeeps, Cadillacs, as you see there. Domestics and imports, all with a factory warranty. Each car goes through an 84-point factory specifications. In other words, it's got to be performing at the level it did when it came off the assembly line. And they take the guesswork out of buying a used car with their certified pre-owned vehicle inspected, reconditioned, and with that roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty.
How do they get a a Corvette that low on price?
I would like to know.
You know?
Because I'm going over there. I texted Tip Tames yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go have a little fun and test drive that, maybe on the way back in this afternoon.
Who is it that you repainted your Corvette for?
Oh, that?
What was her name?
Pam. Oh. That's long ago, Rich. I was not well at the time. These cars have not been repainted. They're in their original condition and looking glorious. So shop with confidence and 25 lending partners to get you done. It's time to love what you drive. JackIngramSelect.com to start.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Another beautiful start to the day, and this morning chill that we've been experiencing is less and less every day. For instance, we're 7 degrees warmer right now than we were yesterday morning at this time. And the chill will fade out quickly. The warming trend continues. Sunshine, very nice. High 72 today. Partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight. Low 43. Tomorrow, breezy, but spring-like. Mostly sunny, warm, high around 76. That's nice in February. Risk of showers by Thursday night, but mainly after midnight. And not a big deal, storm system with a low 57. Friday, clouds early, then sunshine. Pacific air behind this next front. So I hesitate to call it a cool front because upper 60s on Friday and Saturday is not much of a decline. Low 70s on Sunday, and we may see, I think, upper 70s Monday and maybe the first 80-degree temperature, maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Right now this morning, Prattville 33, Maxwell 39. It's 37 at MGM at 7-Eleven.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Together we have hauled it, lifted it, dug it, and mowed it. Season after season, to every customer who has walked through our doors, thank you for trusting Capital Tractor and Kubota. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
717.
Yeah, one of our favorites, longtime favorite from our Baumhauer's group, Ashley Bankston, sent this photo. After listening to us, this is a picture of the Hotel California that was taken in Santa Monica, not the Baja Peninsula. And it's really cool. It has the old English kind of logo on the outside. However, from this particular view, it does not look particularly impressive. And as we said, it probably has no connection to the actual song. We're at 7:18. Random Facts is next. Pay close attention. We have a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate to give away with our pop quiz question. And the specials change today on Wednesday, so we'll have those for you coming up. Right now, we're going to Blue Water News. And then we'll get started.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A Montgomery man has been sentenced to 76 months in federal prison for fraud that targeted the elderly. 36-year-old Nicholas Houston Allen pleaded guilty to 2 counts of wire fraud after scamming an elderly victim out of almost $250,000. Allen convinced the victim to give him money to remodel a home that did not exist. A 14-year-old boy has been charged with arson after setting a house fire in Montgomery. During questioning by investigators, the juvenile admitted to starting the fire at a home in the 2200 block of Terrace Avenue on Sunday, February 18th. The 14-year-old boy was subsequently charged with second-degree arson. A bill to increase penalties for removing monuments has stalled in the Alabama Senate. Currently, local governments that violate the law face a fine of $25,000. The proposed bill would change that to $5,000 per day for each day that restorative action isn't taken. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Johnny Adams. I represent people injured in car wrecks at no fault of their own. Call me, Johnny Adams, 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Deesville Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on U.S. 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Jay Quellen. It's Jay Quellen.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On February 21st, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Jennifer Love Hewitt. After the actress was born, the doctor remarked,
"Hey, Mom, I know what you did last summer." Huh?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, a star is born.
And now,
he would do anything to win a $20 food gift certificate with
facts.
Fork.
It was tight and it was tough. It was a lot of words.
It was ready to be great.
It's okay. It's okay. You do these live. Do it live.
Yeah, who was the one that said that originally?
Do it live.
Bill O'Reilly, yes.
Did you know ceiling fans have a winter mode and a summer mode?
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that.
They don't. Yeah, there's a little switch you can flip on the fan itself.
And which way do you want it to go? So, I mean,
I don't remember. I just, normally it's set in the summer mode, so just...
You want to blow it down.
Do it the other way, yeah. Summer mode pushes the air down. Winter mode pulls the air up. So, yeah. Did you know the world's coldest marathon was held in Yakutia, Siberia, I believe? Y-A-K-U-T-I-A, but I don't know how that would be pronounced by a Siberian. Yeah. Anyway, coldest marathon was held in Yakutia, Siberia. 2022's winner ran the marathon in 3 hours and 22 minutes. The temperature was negative 53 degrees Celsius. Very cold.
Yeah. You know, so why do you schedule that event?
It's Siberia. I don't necessarily know that they have a warm season.
Well, yeah, they do. I would go for the warmer season. Yeah,
definitely. When is it run? I have no idea. Let's see. The Yakutia Siberia Marathon. Is there not a thing? Marathon. When is it held?
Do you remember where Celsius and Fahrenheit equal each other?
Excuse me for a moment. I must leave the room. I'll be right back.
Okay. I do remember, but I remember us talking about it. I don't remember the exact numbers.
It's minus 40.
Yeah. Apparently, they ran it this year. They ran it back in January, yeah. And it was negative 52 degrees.
Wow. January.
Yeah. So, did you know Juneau, Alaska is the largest community in North America that is not connected by road?
Yeah, and it's the only... Obviously, it's the only capital not connected by...
Yeah, that too, yeah. Did you know that Earth is closer to the sun, well, right now?
Yeah,
apparently. Not summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happens during the northern winter, not summer. The seasons are caused by the tilt of the axis, not the distance from
right.
the sun.
Right, it has nothing to do with the distance.
Keep that in mind. Did you know in 1969, Nixon appointed a space task group which presented recommendations including building an Earth-orbiting space station, a lunar-orbiting space station, a base on the lunar surface, and a human expedition to Mars? It's like, hey.
When was this?
69.
Wow.
All of that was too expensive. So Nixon said, well, just build the space shuttle then. And so that's when NASA started working on the space shuttle.
Yeah.
Did you know we used to see a lot of, anytime you'd come across dog poop on the ground after a few days or whatever, it was white.
Yes. Yeah, you've done this before. What makes it white again?
Well, it's not white anymore because before the 90s, it was due to dog food containing too much calcium and bone meal.
Wow.
And they don't put that in there anymore, so you just don't see it pop up.
Yes, but one thing that hasn't changed, Jay, in all these years, if your dog eats a Crayola, you're going to see a rainbow in a day or so.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about the largest warship in the world. Well, at the time that it was launched, back in 1756. We'll also tell you about a guy that predicted the 1929 stock market crash. We'll give you the origin of the word dunce.
I've got the song.
Yeah. We'll tell you about something in Manhattan in 1609. And we've also got a random fact about a woman named Jennifer Pan. And what she did to appease her parents. We'll tell you about that. It's coming up on Random Facts.
All right, let's talk about Adam's Drugs. We have watched this in real time over the last year. National pharmacy chains shutter locations. Oh, and by the way, have you noticed that most of them now, even though we don't see it in the news like they do in San Francisco and Chicago and other places, they're locking everything behind plastic.
Which is so inconvenient. You have to go get somebody and tell them, hey, I want this.
So shopping for something that you need over the counter
is,
you're not going to run into that at Adam's Drugs, nor are you going to get an eye roll at the pharmacy counter if you have a question about a prescription you're picking up. In fact, they will do things on your behalf as you fill a prescription that can save you money. If the copay comes back on the high side, they always look for coupons or programs from that pharmaceutical manufacturer. They can save you additional money. They take the time to do that. In fact, time is the one thing they stock at Adam's Drugs. And how they manage to staff 12 locations with such a consistently high level of customer service, that's for a greater mind than mine. But check it out. I've been to all 12 now. And nice people, welcoming atmosphere, the sense that your business is appreciated, and the effort to build a customer relationship on a first-name basis from day one is always their goal. Terrific gift shops attached, and of course, all your over-the-counter needs are there, not locked behind plastic, and the pharmacy staff is always happy to help you find an over-the-counter solution for something you're trying to deal with. AdamsDrugs.net to find the location nearest you. By the way, they do deliver, so if you're homesick and the doctor calls in a script, they'll deliver it, because driving while you're sick is not any better than driving while you're drunk.
Yeah.
Again, AdamsDrugs.net. For, by the way, locations have health clinics for flu shots, shingle shots, things of that nature as well. Right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael, in fact.
By Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
We're a minute shy of 7:30.
Well, we're still seeing a lot of traffic inbound to Montgomery this morning on I-65 southbound out of Millbrook, Prattville. I-85 southbound into Montgomery, still light to moderate there. The boulevards, Taylor Road, light to moderate traffic there, as well as Troy Highway and Highway 331 out of Crenshaw County this morning. 231 out of Wetumpka, beginning to load up just a bit, but right now, no problems anywhere. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Get your nails done at Profession Nails and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 3610.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, suppose I cancel.
I kill you!
Never mind, here's...
Random facts.
Good job.
That's good execution there.
I can't, but I gotta wait a whole year for Jennifer Love Hewitt's next birthday to do it right. That sucks.
Did you know the HMS Royal George, the largest warship in the world at the time of her launch in 1756, her sinking near Portsmouth killed more than 800 people, making it one of the most deadly maritime disasters in British territorial waters. Many who died were women and children who were visiting family on board. Did you know stock trader Jesse Livermore predicted the 1929 crash? He made a profit due to his prediction and then became a target until his eventual suicide in 1940.
Wait. Oh, okay. So he predicted the 1929 crash.
Yeah, and he made a profit off of that
prediction.
And then he was targeted. It's like, yeah, well, I lost everything, you got everything, and I need to kill you now.
Hmm.
Did you know that the word dunce comes from the name of Duns Scotus, a 14th century Scottish friar and philosopher? The word became an insult for dumb scholars during the Renaissance and the English Reformation, when his works were widely criticized and fell out of popularity. A guy by the name of Duns Scotus.
I wonder how excited he'd be to find out today that we use that word in our Morning Maroon feature.
How would you like to go through the life with the name Scottish?
Duns, yeah, D-U-N-S is the first name. His name's Duns, and then his last name is Scotus, which is also weird.
Yeah, Supreme Court of the United States.
Yeah.
Or it sounds like part of the male anatomy. I'm not sure.
It got an R one in there. So,
Scrotus.
Scrotus, yeah. Did you know in 1609, Manhattan supported more ecological diversity per acre than Yellowstone National Park?
Shocking.
In 1609, of course, we hadn't done what we did to Manhattan at that point.
No.
Research suggests that had Manhattan never been developed, it would be one of the most important national parks. Had we never developed the island there.
Mm.
So,
it is an amazing place. As long as you're aware of your surroundings, of course.
Central Park and the way it's designed to keep the traffic away. In other words, some of the roads go under Central Park. It's just amazing. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
Driving through it, you can easily make a wrong turn and not know where the hell you are. But
it's huge.
My favorite Central Park memory is arriving in New York after a very heavy, wet snow.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, the snow was like a couple of inches thick on every tree branch in that place. Yeah. And went for a carriage ride through that. Ice skaters were out. It was just like Courier and Ice, man.
And there's a bunch of billionaires who live now in those little tiny, thin high-rises that circle Central Park now.
That's got to be a fantastic view, though.
Yeah.
And finally, did you know a woman by the name of Jennifer Pan, under intense pressure to succeed, deceived her parents for over a decade, leading them to believe that she was a successful pharmacist despite never graduating high school?
Well,
when her lies unraveled, she then arranged for her parents' murder. Some of that went through, obviously, and she got arrested, and then she really became, you know, the pride of her parents after that. Those are your random facts.
It's only 7:36. What happened today?
I don't know. But them's done.
We got a lot of time to kill here, pal. Well, up next we have the pop quiz question, and it's brought to you by Food Outlet, where I do my weekly grocery shop. And when I'm visiting Goose in New Orleans, I send a designated shopper with instructions to let them know why I'm not there. Because, I mean, I've gone there on Saturday. Usually they're first thing Sunday morning, but I've gone there on Saturday and people look at their watches and are confused. Because I'm over 10 years, you develop a pattern. Now, their pricing structure there, the bargain blitz this week is cost plus 10% pricing on everything in the house. And then select specials where you can save even more. In the meat department, USDA fresh 100% ground beef, $2.88 a pound. My suggestion, they put that into very thick plasticine. I call them torpedoes. 10 pounds. So $28.80 for 10 pounds of ground beef. And you can cut that thing with a serrated knife, freeze what you're not going to use. And that way, you're using ground beef that you save money on for weeks ahead of time. Ragu, so make some meatballs, get some ragu pasta sauce, only $2.50, and you can do what you will with that with different seasonings, give it your own, put your own stamp on it. The Idahoan potatoes, those are instant, but they are so good.
They are. They're not like they used to be
right.
Years ago.
No, the authenticity of these potatoes is outstanding, and they're $1.32.
Mm-hmm.
Package, a gallon of Milo's tea is just $2.99, and country-style pork ribs are $1.44 a pound. Kaneka smoked sausage, the very best. Maybe you'll see some of that on next week's breakfast plate. Oreo cookies, $4.25 for the large original or double stuffed size. And fresh strawberries, 2 pints for $5 and more, including Captain Crunch and others. Specially marked down at all 3 Food Outlet locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook, Main Street in Prattville, just west of Highway 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antique. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out what the largest U.S. community that is not connected by a road, also happens to be this place's capital as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not connected by road. It is the largest U.S. community and also a capital that is not connected by a road. What is it?
All right, you know the answer. Call us at 272-9228. 27, I'm doing a convoluted question instead. And first person with the correct answer wins that $20 Food Outlet gift card. And everybody else who wants to play the follow-up game can get bonus entries in the grand prize drawing. 272-9228.
Yay!
All right, that would be a nice touch.
Yay, fun!
740.
Well, we're still seeing a lot of traffic inbound to Montgomery this morning on I-65 southbound out of Millbrook, Prattville. I-85 southbound into Montgomery. Still light to moderate there. The boulevards, Taylor Road, light to moderate traffic there, as well as Troy Highway and Highway 331 out of Crenshaw County this morning. 231 out of Wetumpka, beginning to load up just a bit, but right now, no problems anywhere. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Get your nails done at Profession Nails and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Jay, is caller one eligible to win?
No.
So,
We still don't have anybody eligible.
Everybody that's on the line is not eligible, so yeah, we need someone. Give the question again.
The question is the largest U.S. community not connected by a road, and it also happens to be a state capital. 272-9228. If you call right now, you could be an instant contestant.
I am turning this thing around, and we're not going nowhere fast until we get an eligible caller. 741 is the time. Hey, this is, you want to hear this? Because you travel.
Okay, yeah.
American Airlines is raising the cost of a checked bag from $30 to $40.
I saw that.
And a second bag is $45.
Yeah.
I remember flying from Chicago to Fort Lauderdale, and I put half of my stuff, my stereo, everything, I had it in boxes, checked it all, no charge.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know. It's getting really expensive to travel now.
Tina is ready to join us. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Thanks for listening.
What is that largest U.S. community not connected by a road that also happens to be a state capital?
You know, Alaska.
Do you know you're right.
Tina, we appreciate you listening, and you've got a $20 head start on your next visit to Food Outlet.
Thank you.
And you can buy 3 full half gallons of your favorite Bluebell ice cream, all flavors, with that gift certificate if you're into ice cream. All right, let me grab this one before they give up. Hello, what's your name?
John,
would you like to do a follow-up question?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay, the coldest marathon is run where?
In Siberia.
Siberia is correct.
Boy, this is a frosty edition of Random Facts.
I'll tell you what,
All right, I may as well face the music with backup Steve.
Good morning. I must have turned in the Random Facts a little bit late because I missed the first intro. And but you know the second intro is really good, really well timed, everything. So we'll just wait for a year for Jennifer.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Okay. Hey, why does dog poop not turn white anymore after a few days?
Boy, that Jay, you answered the question that baffled me for 50 years. It's because of calcium is no longer
that's
in dog
right.
food anymore.
Yeah.
Jay, you just solved that mystery for me.
Yeah. He gave us the poop.
Yep. Yes, indeed. This indeed. But Greg, just keep on keeping on.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey.
Appreciate your support.
Take care.
You're a good guy. All right. Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've already been on. I thought Jay was going to come back to me.
Oh, Bobby's already been on. Okay.
I don't remember talking to you.
Okay.
So I was sorry.
Here.
I thought Jay was going to come back on and get some information from me.
He is right now.
Why?
Here's Jay Tom.
Hey, Greg.
You got a question?
Let's see. Do I have a question for... this was named after Don SCOTUS. What was named after Don SCOTUS?
Did you do a question?
It's now colloquially named as a...
When?
Maybe a hint.
Stupid.
When did we give
that's what I feel like. I remember you talking about that, but I don't remember what it was named
okay,
after.
Okay, let's see if I have... when is the Earth closest to the sun? What month?
There was somebody...
right now.
Right now is right.
Correct.
No.
You got dinged, buddy. Way to go. Alrighty.
Yeah.
It is 7:44 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Coming back to a couple of stories that broke yesterday, one of which got me kicked off Facebook. for a whole day. And I got kicked off again this morning for 9 hours.
9 hours, right.
You know, next thing you know, there'll be a knock on the door. There'll be Law & Order Facebook unit.
This service weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air & Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
The morning chill will fade out quickly today, and sunshine, very nice. The warming trend continues. We had a high of 66 yesterday. I think we're up to about 72 today. And tonight, not as chilly, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, breezy but spring-like. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 76, making Thursday the warmest day of this week. Risk of showers returning on Thursday night, but mainly after midnight. Not a big deal. Nothing severe. Low 57. Friday, clouds early, then sunshine. But Pacific air behind this front, which is not much of a front. Upper 60s for a high Friday and Saturday. Low 70s Sunday. And then, boy, what a warming trend next week. I see, you know, I think we'll be in the upper 70s, perhaps, by Monday. And near 80 by the middle of next week. Wow. Right now this morning, it's 33 in Prattville, 37 at MGM at 746.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Let's do a quick headline scan here to see if anything has happened while we've been having fun. And by the way, Vivek Mommy the Swami is in a nationwide poll, first choice for vice president. That guy's really made an impact.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the next, we're just a few days away from Super Tuesday, too.
Yes, March 5th. Jay, what was the...
I'm going to talk to you off the air.
Okay. Well...
Both of you.
Oh. Right. Bobby...
No.
Yes.
That's who I'm talking to.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's talk to Eric.
Hey, Mr. Gregg. Good morning, Chief.
Yes.
How are you?
Man, I got a question. Me and these guys sitting here at work was just a little bit flabbergasted about what the previous caller just answered the question from Mr. Meteorologist, which we know that he's pretty damn sharp. He hit it on the head yesterday. But my thing is, why... this is for Rich. Okay. Why is it so damn hot in August and we should be closer to the sun you telling us right now that we're not?
Yeah, well, it has to do with not how close we are to the sun, but the sun angle. In other words, the Earth is tilted. And so right now we're tilted away from the sun here in the northern hemisphere, and that's why we are.
You listening to this?
That's why we're still in winter.
I'm telling my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm dumbfounded. I'm thinking, why it's 100 degrees
right.
in August?
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with the distance to the sun, but it has everything to do with the sun angle. And right now we are pointed away. And that's why we are in winter here in the northern hemisphere, and they're in summer in the southern hemisphere.
That's crazy, man. I mean, I figured if we were at the same distance, it wouldn't really matter with the sun.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, that's the deal. That's the deal, man.
Ah, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate the answer. Thank you.
That's the question.
Why?
Don't we hear more about record-breaking temperatures and what's going on in the summer in the southern hemisphere?
Well, actually, they've been having quite a summer.
Yeah.
It's been very hot. And that's just, it blows me away. Like Christmas, can you imagine Christmas being blazing heat?
No, although we had the ultimate range in Chicago in 1982. It was 64 degrees on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Broke the all-time record by 17 degrees. It was like Halloween weather.
Yeah.
1 year later, to the day, we woke up to a low temperature of minus 25 with wind chills of minus 82. So you add that together, and that's 130-something degrees difference from 1 year to the next.
The warmest we've ever been on Christmas Day here is 2016 when we were at 82. But the coldest was that... that was it 83? You were down in Florida.
Yeah, that had to be it because that
five above here.
That same front that made it so Arctic cold in Chicago went all the way down the Florida Peninsula.
It sure did.
It was 27 degrees there that morning, and most people could not videotape their gift opening and stuff because the power was out from power surges.
Well,
and stuff.
On Christmas Eve, me and my nephew were on the beach shirtless playing frisbee on Christmas Eve, and the next morning there were snow flurries.
Wow.
This is in the Tampa Bay area in Florida.
However, the only one time in recorded history where it snowed in Florida was January 12th, 1977.
Uh-huh.
And that was just the right combination of a front coming through and wrapping around.
With enough moisture left over.
Yeah. Right. All right, at 7:50, let's go to Jay for a word about our friends at Heirloom Jewelers.
Thank you. Yeah, and let me tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, a one-of-a-kind jewelry store that sells one-of-a-kind jewelry. That's why they're one-of-a-kind. I know. Troop Booth runs the place. His grandparents opened the store in 77. This is a profession that is just in his blood. And has been in his family for as long as he's known, and as long as I've known. He offers fair and honest values in pricing, and he's also paying the most for gold and high-end estate jewelry, along with coins and bullion, usable estate jewelry, and scrap gold. They're looking to buy that and paying top dollar. When I say they, though, I'm really talking about Troop. It's just him. When you call this number, 260-0066, you're going to talk to Troop. If you text that number, he's going to text you back. You're not going to be talking to an answering service, a secretary, or any kind of other person. It's always going to be him. And he is going to be the one to, you know, make those decisions for what you're buying, what you're selling. It's one of those things that doesn't need to say, hey, give me a day to let me talk to the manager or something. No, it's all him. You're going to get instant information. Troop has a degree from the Gemological Institute of America. You can see everything that they offer at Heirloom Jewelers by going online, heirloomjewelers.com, or their Facebook or Instagram page. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only. So call this number, make that appointment, 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
752, too much government, too many laws, imperiling the Second Amendment is causing a major situation in the state of New York, and we'll tell you about that. Right now, we have the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Capital One announced Monday that it would buy Discover Financial Services for $35 billion. The combination could potentially shake up the payments industry, which is largely dominated by Visa and MasterCard. Home Depot forecast full-year results below analyst estimates on Tuesday, signaling that lackluster demand would continue to pressure the company this year as people tighten spending on home remodeling amid sticky inflation. With food prices and borrowing costs still elevated, customers are limiting home-related spending to just essential repair and maintenance. General Motors has temporarily paused sales of its 2024 model year Chevrolet Colorado and GMC Canyon midsize trucks to address intermittent software quality issues. Ford Motor has cut prices on its Mustang Mach-E electric SUV by up to $8,100 after sales fell sharply in January. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hello, I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks, I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
Don't settle for what Uncle Sam wants to give you. Get to Toyota of Montgomery today, where we'll double your tax refund. This month only, Toyota of Montgomery will double your money. If you have a $1,000 refund, we'll double it to $2,000. $2,000 is now $4,000. $5,000 is now up to $10,000. It gets even better, because Toyota of Montgomery has incredible incentives on our new inventory, like the new 2024 Toyota Camry LE, now only $299 a month. Or the best-selling new 2024 RAV4 LE, it's only $349 a month. That's double your refund money, up to $10,000 plus save on new Toyotas and more for your trade. Get to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Dealer will match tax refund up to $5,000 in form of dealer discount off TSRP. Example, 2024 Toyota Sequoia Hybrid Capstone 4-wheel drive in transit vehicle. TSRP 84,172. Camry MSRP 30,958. RAV4 MSRP 28,214. 12,000 miles per year for 39 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit on sealed new Toyota purchases. Select new Toyota purchases plus taxes, tag, title, and $999. Offers end 2/29/2024.
If you want to save money on your toner, it's easier than your ABCs. Cartridge World's online store, the letter C, worldmontgomery.com. Save money on gas and your toner at Cartridge World's online location. Just go to the letter C, worldmontgomery.com, or call 819-8797.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Killey, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Killey with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Paid for by the Charlotte Meadows Campaign, 345 North Lake Road, Hoover, Alabama, 35242.
On March 5th, vote for the best choice for school choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows. A leading proponent for school choice, Charlotte Meadows believes parents must have a say in their children's education. Charlotte Meadows also supports participation of parents in choosing school curriculum, as we do not need liberal groups like the NEA bringing their liberal agenda into our schools. And Charlotte Meadows believes that our state board must be alert to the woke agenda. As a former school board member, Charlotte Meadows has seen what is going wrong in Alabama's educational system. That is why Charlotte Meadows started Lead Academy, Montgomery's first charter school, giving parents a choice to escape Montgomery's failing schools.
This is Republican Charlotte Meadows. For almost 20 years, I've been working to improve education and give parents a choice for their children. Remember to vote conservative Republican Charlotte Meadows for State Board of Education District 3 on March 5th.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Yeah! Let's go!
All right, guys! Let's make it happen!
Okay, let's roll!
Yes! Let's go!
All right.
Let's go!
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah.